Broadcasting nationwide and coast to coast, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American.
From the Liberty University Broadcast Studio, it's Todd Starnes.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to Hour 2 of the Todd Starnes Radio Show. You know, I discovered something yesterday after the show. We had a little birthday gathering for the Starnes family, and but I wanted to stop through the Chick-fil-A drive-thru to get a jug of sweet tea. They have great sweet tea. And Caleb and Avery, I don't know if the Georgia Chick-fil-A's are doing this, but here in Tennessee, where we broadcast our radio program nationally, they are, all of the Chick-fil-A workers are wearing cow masks. So the masks have like the splotches that the cows have.
See, I was at a Chick-fil-A today and they all had masks on, but I didn't notice. I actually don't remember. I didn't notice it one way or the other, but I'll make sure to make a note of it next time.
Yeah,
that's pretty funny.
I don't think I've seen anybody with a cow mask on at Chick-fil-A.
I think that was pretty epic.
It's clever.
That's pretty clever.
I mean, if they wanted to be really clever, they would do like a full cow snout, like a Halloween costume kind of thing. Like
that would be good.
I was thinking, we were playing around with the idea. You know, we have some marketing ladies that help us with our company store over at toddstarnes.com. And we were coming up with the idea of, well, should we sell a mask? Should we offer some sort of a clever mask, like, you know, with a saying or a slogan? My personal favorite was, fascism is not a good look for America. You know, something very clever like that. But at the end of the day, we opted not to do that.
Yeah,
it was hard to get all of that on a mask.
that's a little bit much for a mask.
All that to say, we're not selling masks, and we felt it would have been in bad taste, you know. But now everybody's selling a mask.
I'm surprised I'm surprised we haven't seen the MAGA masks yet. Like the when the red mask with a white "Make America Great Again."
Oh, they've got to be this. Somebody is selling those masks.
About to look for these right now.
There's a ShamWow is also selling, like, quote unquote selling it. It's like a free gift for when you order your ShamWow products or whatever. So
they're out there, but they're rarer than I would expect.
Is that the sham, like, for your car?
Yeah, something like that.
All right. Interesting. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have a bit of personal news to share with you, and we're going to jump right back into the big stories of the day. But this is sort of an exciting day for call screener Avery. It's one of those bellwether moments in life. I'm kind of building this up to like you're getting married or something, Avery.
You and me both, Todd.
Yeah, that's...
Are we expecting calls from Diamond and Silk later in the show?
This may be a letdown. So no, Avery is still on the market, ladies. So,
yeah.
So all of you great folks out there, if you have a daughter, and does she need to be like Southern, or are you pretty much open?
I mean, I'm open, but you're going to have to be willing to get some mud on your boots if you like, you know, going out in the wilderness and stuff like that. So
I'm not familiar with that saying, mud on the boots.
Well, yeah, like going outdoors, getting dirty, working hard.
So you want a girl to get dirty.
Okay. You're twisting my words, Todd.
No, I'm just, look, Caleb, I'm just, those are the, can we play that back?
I feel like there are Usher lyrics somewhere here.
I feel like we're on a different radio program now. So all that to say, no, Caleb, Avery is still on the market, but he is also the host of a brand new podcast, and this is exciting. I want you to tell everybody what you're doing.
Yeah, so Todd has given me the incredible opportunity and the resources to sort of start up my own podcast. I've gotten several compliments from family and friends, and also you callers for telling me that I'm doing a good job for some reason on the show talking, which I never thought I would hear that before. But I have decided to start a podcast with one of my good buddies of mine. His name is Gray Graffinino, and we're starting up a podcast together. And what we are talking about on our podcast, or like, you know, the whole shtick of our podcast is nerd stuff, because I'm the, what do you call me, Todd, here? The nerd consultant or something like that on the show?
Well, we really don't have an official title, but I guess we could work with HR on that.
Yeah. Nerd aficionado.
Nerd aficionado.
Nerd. Oh, I like that.
I do too.
That's classy.
But yeah, we're starting up a podcast. We have decided to call it The Informative Nerd Burrito. And yes, I know that's a little bit of a weird title, but one, I think it's hilarious, quite frankly, just to say it. But also, why we're calling it that is because you can get all your nerd news, information, and general nerd talk all in one convenient location.
Made for a good logo, I'll tell you that title. Made for a great logo.
It's a fantastic logo. Joseph made it up for me, drew up a logo, and I think it's absolutely fantastic.
This is really a terrific logo, and Joseph Huntley, who is the director of digital, so any of our designs, graphics, all that kind of stuff, he does that, and is really one of the best in the business. And
oh, yeah.
He designed, and I have to tell you, the burrito bears a striking resemblance to you, Avery.
To me, yeah. I've been told that before, but it's not me. I repeat, all right. That burrito is not me.
All right, just want to make sure. I mean, not, we don't judge here. So The Informative Nerd Burrito.
Yes. Episode 1 is currently published right now. I'm working on getting the next 2 published as well. And if you want to listen, you can go to the live show blog. I've posted a link in there to listen to the first episode. I will warn you, they are pretty long, but, you know, these are going to start coming out within weeks of each other. And so, you know, you can continually save this burrito podcast over the week, and you can savor the flavor, if you will.
Reheat it. In a dirty microwave.
with mud boots?
With mud
Oh, I see. The burrito is holding a lightsaber and wearing a cape and Batman underpants.
It's not Batman underpants. It's a t-shirt, isn't it? I haven't looked at the logo in a while, if I'm being honest.
There have been some updates, too. That's the thing. There have been some updates to the logo as time has gone on.
All right. Well, congratulations. There you have it. The Informative Nerd Burrito, hosted by your favorite call screener, America's favorite call screener, Avery. And check that out. The Todd Starnes Show live blog. I'm sorry. The burrito is looking at it. The burrito is staring at me.
Yeah, it does stare at you. Mm. But it's,
he's
you
not
know,
judging you, though.
It's got nice, kind eyes, just like your friendly neighborhood call screener does. Oh, ladies, geez. I have kind eyes.
Thank you for that.
If you're looking to date a burrito, he's your guy.
All right, I'm not sure where to go for that, and it's too early. No, it's not too early to take a commercial break. We've got to. Here's the story we're going to be talking about when we come back. The University of Minnesota has just delivered a bit of breaking news. The University of Minnesota says they will no longer have Minneapolis Police Department officers at football games or other large events in the wake of the police-involved death of George Floyd. So this is from FoxNews.com. University of Minnesota President Joan Gable wrote a letter to the students, faculty, and staff. She says, first, I have directed the senior vice president of the police department to no longer... I have directed the senior vice president of the university to no longer contact the police department for additional law enforcement support needed for large events such as football games, concerts, and ceremonies. Second, I have directed University Police Chief Matt Clark to no longer use the police department when specialized services are needed for university events such as K-9 explosive detection units. What is this woman, crazy? So now they're telling the police department, yeah, we don't want you here on campus, period. Well, you know what? If I was a police chief, I'd say, you know what? Have at it, lady. You're on your own. And honestly, that's what the police department ought to tell some of these neighborhoods where they're going out there and they're throwing Molotov cocktails and rocks and bottles at the police and setting fire to all the businesses. What they ought to be telling these neighborhoods, these communities, fine, you don't want us? Fine, you're on your own. Police yourselves. Police your own communities. Let's see how that works out for you. 844-747-8868. What do you tell these folks who are out there throwing the Molotov cocktails at the police, and then whenever there's a big crime in their neighborhood, the first people they're calling, 911? What do you tell the folks? 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
It's the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
Well, the new unemployment numbers are out. Not good. Over 40 million Americans applying for unemployment. And that number will continue to rise until they finally decide, these blue state governors, that it's time to reopen the country. And they're not going to do that because they want to punish President Donald John Trump. And they also want to punish you, the gun-toting, Bible-clinging deplorables who voted for this guy. This is about punishing you. This is about putting you in your place. This is about forcing you to rely on the government for everything you need, whether it's food, whether it's health care, whether it's money to pay the rent. That's what it's all about. So it's pretty bad out there. And I was listening to the radio this morning and heard from a guy who owns a couple of restaurants and said, you know what, this has been tough. You know, having to let go employees who had been working for him for a number of years. And I'm wondering what it's like for you as a small business owner. Are things starting to get back to normal for you? Or are you having to decide and make tough decisions about who gets a job and who has to be let go? Maybe you've already shut down your business. Give us a call. I'd like to hear from you. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. Now, there was a reporter from Fox News, Mike Tobin. He's one of the good guys over there. And I don't know how much you know about Tobin, but he is he's one of these adventure guys. I mean, he's out, you know, mountain climbing. He does the big bench pressing. The guy is built like a tank. And so whenever something bad happens in America, they send this guy out. He's based in the Chicago bureau of Fox, and they send this guy out because nobody's going to bother Tobin. And if they do, they're going to wish they hadn't. So Mike Tobin is out there, and this is it's a little bit long, but I want you guys to get a flavor of what it sounded like in Minneapolis last night as all hell was breaking loose. Cut number three, please.
Rioters cut a path of destruction through Minneapolis last night after a video went viral that showed a man dying in police custody. Our Mike Tobin has the latest on that story.
They've got the pepper spray at the ready. They've been launching the pepper spray. And here is your crowd of demonstrators off in the foreground who have been conflicting with police. You see all the bottles here in the foreground. These are the bottles that they've been throwing at the police. They're chanting right now, "I can't breathe." At the moment, you see the column of police and bike police backing up. I want to point out some of their gear. You see some of the tasers on their hips. Look for the orange tubes that some of the officers are carrying. Those are the tear gas launchers. As you look up at the roof of the third precinct, you can see, well, you can't see that now. There's one of the flashbangs that went off. There's a flashbang coming in our direction right now. Careful, Tomas. So some of the flashbangs are being deployed primarily from the police on the rooftop. There's one aiming his tear gas launcher from the rooftop. Now, as this is all going down, there's another tear gas launcher at the ready. And these police are backing up. Looks like they're trying not to conflict with the demonstrators. There's some tear gas or pepper spray at the ready. And the demonstrators are advancing as the line of police are backing up. Now, this demonstration has got the attention of President Trump, and the cause of it has got the attention of President Trump, who tweeted, "At my request, the FBI and the Department of Justice are already well into the investigation as to the very sad and very tragic death of George Floyd. It seemed for a while the president's interest in this case, the fact that the four of the police officers connected to this incident had been fired so swiftly by the Minneapolis Police Department. But as you can see, not everyone is satisfied. They want criminal charges, they want swift justice, and frankly, they want to express a lot of anger." Tucker. Yeah, these was one of those flashbangs that went up pretty close to us here. And there is some kind of a chemical irritant in it. And there you see the pepper spray coming out from the police. Ah, I got the pepper spray in my eyes. Woo! So that scene out here, a lot of back and forth with these demonstrators and the cops.
Oh man, Mike, we're gonna let you breathe for a minute. We're gonna keep those pictures up. We're getting reports that there's looting in other parts of the city, so I think we're gonna come back to you.
All right. Well, that's a little flavor of what it sounded like last night. And poor Mike Tobin, I mean, the guy, again, he's been in a lot of these kinds of situations, overcome by the pepper spray and whatever else the police were using to defend themselves with from this rampaging mob. And you know everybody's wondering about this, but what's going to happen tonight? I mean, parts of the city are still burning and smoldering, literally burning and smoldering from last night. By the way, call screener Avery, aren't you glad we don't send you out into the field like that?
Yes, I'm very thankful for it, because he's like, I watched the video last night on Fox News, and like, he's not kidding. The flashbangs that he's talking about are like several, just a few feet away from him, and the tear gas as well.
You could almost feel the concussion from it.
Yeah.
You know, sitting there watching your television screen.
We've actually got a flight booked for you tomorrow to Minneapolis, Avery. Oh, by the way, they're not letting people in the airport, so you're going to parachute in.
Ah, cool. All right, that'll work.
You better stop by Home Depot and get yourself a mask.
As long as the Superman theme music can play as I'm gliding down to the ground, I'll be fine.
I think we can handle that. We'll work on that for you.
Awesome.
I'm telling you, folks, it's a bad situation. And look, hats off to the reporters' boots on the ground. You know, they're doing a great job of telling the story and getting that information back out to folks. But not a good situation out there at all. Oh, by the way, this is, again, just a bizarre story. We here in Memphis, Tennessee, we had our own protests last night, which were peaceful, but they did shut down a major roadway, and they have all of this. They have all of these people out there. They were allowed to congregate without a permit. And the question is, how is it that people are allowed to have these big protests? Like in Minnesota, churches are only allowed to have, what, 10 people in the church house? They're only allowed to have 10 people in the church house because of Corona. And yet they're allowing hundreds or thousands of people out there to pillage and plunder and protest. The same thing here in Memphis, Tennessee. Directly across the state line in Mississippi, there is a massive baseball facility. And this is a huge, huge industry, and people from all over America come to play baseball and the tournaments and all that kind of stuff in Snowden Grove. And they put out a list of new rules and regulations. You ready for this one, folks? Yeah, you're allowed to play baseball, but you're not allowed to high five anymore. No more high fives at the baseball field. Can you believe it? But it's okay to burn. If you want to go out there, burn down Target. And AutoZone, yeah, that's fine, but just no high fives. Chet Hopper from The Real Resistance coming up next. This is the Todd Starnes Show. To the Todd Starnes Radio Show. We are here in our Southern Command, the broadcast bunker today, and proud to welcome back a good friend of this program. He and his wife are host of The Real Resistance on KWAM, the Mighty 990. Chet Hopper hanging out with us again. Chet, how's it going today?
It's going great today, Todd. It's good to be in the studio with you again.
You look a little tired. You were up late last night.
I was up late. I didn't have to work yesterday. For those that know, I normally work for the fire department in the 911 bureau, but last night I actually missed the riots and I was at home, so I didn't even know about it until like 3 in the morning because I was busy doing other things. And what was really crazy about it was I looked at it and I thought, oh, I'm almost when we had the last one, then the fire station got broken into, and you know, it was all kind of when the marshal shot the guy in Fraser. It was just kind of like the same thing, and I was like, man, this happens too often. I mean, it's when you go to work and you deal with things that are crazy. Now it's no longer a knee-jerk reaction. We know exactly what to do when this happens.
You know, and I have to give credit to the Memphis Police Department. There was this great audio. We do not have this because there's a bit too much profanity in it.
Right.
But one of the protesters coming toe-to-toe, face-to-face with a police officer, and he was saying, look, you know, if this happens in Memphis, we're going to burn down the city. We don't want that to happen. And the police officer is like, well, you know, we don't want that to happen either. You know, there was a dialogue there. And, Chad, I don't know where you fall on this. Look, I don't have a problem with people protesting. What I do have a problem with is the looting and the pillaging and the plundering and burning down of businesses.
I've never understood how, if you're seeking justice for someone you think has been done wrong, how a new 87-inch TV from Target makes that happen for you. Never understood that. You know, we've been doing our show here for a long time on Saturdays, and we always make the statement about, you know, it's not always a police civilian issue. It's not always a black-white issue. Sometimes you just have somebody working somewhere who's a jerk, and they have no business doing that job. I watched the video from Minneapolis, and it appears to me that this guy's just a jerk, right? I mean, I don't know if it was racially motivated or not, but I know the guy was wrong as two left shoes based on what I saw.
But now you have a situation where the race agitators, and there are professional race agitators race baiters.
We've got plenty.
And there are a lot here in this part of the country.
Yep.
And they've already decided this is a race issue.
Right. But that's the thing. If a cop from Minneapolis does something that you disagree with, there's no reason to riot in L.A. and in Memphis. That would almost be the same thing if you reverse the roles. If somebody decided that in the city of Beverly Hills, they were going to make everybody listen to Barry Manilow nonstop for 2 years in a row, you writing about it on the East Coast. But, you know, it's the same thing. You're not being subjected to it. So there's not a real reason for you to be so up in arms about that incident.
What's wrong with Barry Manilow?
There's nothing wrong with Barry Manilow, except, you know, every now and then, if you hear, you know, too many times Mandy, you start to feel a little weird about it. You know what I mean? You might get in your bloodstream and cause you to want to do like two steps or something.
And we don't judge Chet Hopper on this program. We don't judge.
Not at all. But like you said earlier, you know, we want to make sure we get get the facts right. And we don't know, like, the cop has not been criminally charged. I assume he will be, but that's an assumption on my part. It just looks like he did the wrong thing. He definitely made the wrong move. But that doesn't mean every cop in America is making the wrong move every time they put the badge on.
Yeah, look, it's the problem here is that, you know, the hate crime laws. And so now not everyone is equal under the law.
Oh, yeah.
And that's a big problem because now everybody's looking for that hate in whatever people are doing. You know, so we were talking about this earlier this week. There was the lady and walking her dog without a leash in Central Park. And now her life is over.
She's
been destroyed.
Done.
But if you go and you watch the video, you don't hear what happened before the video starts up. And you also, when you look at the context of it, it's early in the morning. You're in an isolated area. You know, a guy pops out of the bush and starts yelling at you and then tries to get your dog to come over. You know, really, was that a racist thing she did? Is she a racist? I don't think so.
I mean, whether she
stupid,
is
yes,
or, yes,
stupid.
Whether she's a racist or not, this is what is so astounding to me. One of my favorite people on the political scene at the moment is Candace Owens, right? I saw her. She was at a talk that we had here in Memphis a little bit ago at the University of Memphis, and she brought her grandfather with her, who raised her. And we were talking about race relations. And Candace said something that was actually, you know, it was so simply stated, but it was so brilliant and profound. She said, my grandfather who raised me is here with me today, and you would have a hard time convincing him that racism is worse now than when he was a child.
It's a fair statement,
right? I mean, now I'm not saying that people don't hate for stupid reasons. I'm not saying racism doesn't exist. But there's no separate bathrooms. There's no separate lines to go, no separate stores. I mean, it is making a progression. It's not like it's 1927 anymore. It's not worse. It just gets highlighted and exemplified and baited so much that it's brought to the national spotlight.
We had Governor Mike Huckabee on earlier in the show. We were talking about some of my former colleagues over at Fox News.
Oh, yeah.
Were going after the people, the revelers at the Lake of the Ozarks. And Brian Kilmeade made the comment that kind of stuff would never happen on Long Island, you know, and you're not going to get people to quarantine, you know, in that part of the country, talking about the Ozarks. But there is this mentality, Chet, that anyone that lives west of the Hudson River, that is a vast wilderness, and we're just a bunch of ignorant rednecks.
Yeah. It's funny, you know, that's why I say all the time, I tell people, don't let the smooth taste fool you. If I'm talking slow, you better listen quick. I went to college. I have a degree. Just because of my dialect doesn't mean I'm slower than you are. We can play some chess and sort it out if you want to. I'm all in. But it's that condescending attitude that you get sometimes from people the minute they hear you talk, and they're like, oh, the trailer park people are here. You know, and you're like, well, okay, I don't live in a trailer, but even if I did, what does that have to do with a debate? If I'm informed, then I'm informed.
It's a good one. We got to get you a theme song, by the way.
I need one, man. I need one with a banjo in it and something cool, or some bagpipes.
I've got bagpipes and banjos.
That'd be a tune, wouldn't it?
I've got friends with tractors. Let's see. Country boys and girls getting down on the farm. We got to come up with a good
We'll find a logo.
We're going to get you a logo.
You know, save a horse. No, we're not going to do that one.
No, we're not riding cowboys. This is a family-friendly radio program. Although call screener Avery has something, wants to do something with mud, and well, never mind.
I heard him about wanting to get females dirty. I don't know what he was talking about exactly.
He's a good Baptist too.
Yeah.
That's why I'm very concerned. Very concerned. Look, I want to ask you about this issue with the mask, though, because it played a part in this protest in Memphis last night.
Right.
There's a county commissioner. Her name is Tammy
Sawyer.
Tammy Sawyer.
Yep.
She's far left.
Way left.
And she wanted to punish businesses that allowed people into their store without wearing a mask. $50 fine. And you guys were able to uncover some photographs of Ms. Sawyer at the protest last night in Memphis, Tennessee.
Yeah. Oddly enough, there's like 100 still shots floating around. And in one video she came up with, she actually had her mask on. The other time, it was down around her neck. I don't understand if it's this scary and it's this important, and you are wanting people to tell on other people who are consumers and other companies about how dangerous it is to be walking around without a mask. Why are you down there in a crowd unmasked? That's why, to me, the whole mask thing, I understand if you've got comorbidities and you're afraid of catching COVID-19, I get it. But it's about control at this point. It has to be. If this was the pandemic that they said it was when it came out, more people would be gone. I hate for the people who contracted it and did pass away. It's just not as deadly. It's the numbers and the percentages are right along the same lines as the regular flu.
It's the hypocrisy of it all.
Of course it is.
When you look at, you know, Chris Cuomo, CNN anchor, going out there on Easter Sunday in the Hamptons without a mask. He actually had corona, allegedly.
Right.
We haven't seen his doctor's reports, but he was walking around, and Lord only knows who he infected with his diseased breath.
Yeah.
And this guy's going to lecture people on national television about staying at home and wearing a mask.
It's the same thing with, I forget which state she's the governor of, but her husband went out on the boat.
Whitmer,
right?
Yep, Gretchen,
her husband.
Whitmer, yeah.
Pulled a few strings because he's the governor's husband, and got out, no mask, no nothing, got his boat in the water, you know, all that stuff. And it was like, well, okay, after the fact, after he had, you know, the real corona from the cooler, he comes back the next week and he's like, well, it was a mistake. I probably shouldn't have done it. And it seems to me that the liberals get a pass, you know, when they do stuff like that, they can stand there and preach to you all day about how evil you are if you even take your mask off to eat lunch. Somehow you got to put a zipper in it to even eat. And then they want to be like, well, but yeah, oh no, we went out on the boat and we had a good time, but we really shouldn't have. You guys just don't be like us. And everybody just sits around and claps about how brave they are. I don't understand it.
All right, what's coming up on the show this weekend?
This weekend, we are definitely going to be talking about the mask issue ordinance. We're going to be talking about Tammy Sawyer herself, I'm positive, and we're probably going to be doing some more discussing on riots and people practicing their Second Amendment rights during those riots. That's been a big topic for me. You guys know, if you don't know, I'm a competitive shooter. I've been a shooting competitor for 20 years, and it's a real passion of mine, and you know, when you were talking earlier on your show about the self-proclaimed heavily armed hillbillies, it took me right back to 1992 during the LA riots in Koreatown when all the business owners, everything was getting looted. I mean, this was a huge riot back in LA.
I remember that.
Back in 92. And it was a small area in Koreatown of like 68 Korean business owners got together and they all got out there with, they had all kinds of weapons. They had AKs, Tech Nines, whatever. Not a single shot was fired and they did not get looted and they did not lose any property or any damage to their property just from practicing their Second Amendment rights because the police could not get down there.
Real quick, before we let you go,
yeah.
You guys, we're going to be talking with Laura Trump a little bit later on in the show. The president has been making a lot of headlines about the censorship of conservatives on social media platforms.
Right.
And you guys, I forgot about this story, but years ago, I interviewed your wife.
Yes, sir.
For a story about that very issue.
Absolutely. And it was a really crazy thing. It was, you know, my wife just literally said thank you to Eric Trump for donating to St. Jude. Our nephew, Zach, who I've pretty well raised, is a cancer survivor and a St. Jude patient. Mm. So we've been to St. Jude. We went through the whole process with him. He's now a six-year survivor. And we just simply stated from our old radio show page, thank you, Eric Trump. Immediately, people were coming out saying that my wife was a Russian bot, and this was all just propaganda, and this should be silenced. And then they were actually making threats. Then they were saying, you know, they would get so dirty and nasty as to say things about Eric Trump. And then it progressed to even attacking St. Jude itself, the entity of St. Jude, which is, you could not get a more altruistic company or business than St. Jude. They freely treat kids with any type of cancer. And so it just got to be the point where, you know, it wasn't censored by Twitter at the time, but eventually we had to take it down because it was causing Eric Trump trouble. It was causing St. Jude trouble. It was causing a dip in their donations. And then now as it's progressed, the people that own social media, I got a thing the other day that I posted on Facebook and I copied it over to Twitter, but it was only on Facebook where as soon as I posted it, it popped up on my thing and says, this is a false news alert. And I was like, this isn't false news. I was here. I was a part of this. This really happened.
It's unacceptable.
But it doesn't happen if you post anything that has a liberal leaning.
Oh no, not at all.
Context, not at all.
But when the guy in charge of fact checking at Twitter is a guy who thinks there are actual Nazis in the White House,
right.
Well, yeah, of course that's going to happen.
So. You know, and it's really crazy, and I hate that too because words do have meaning. I hate when they just keep calling Trump Nazi, Nazi, Nazi. Then you forget how terrible and horrible Nazis were. He don't have concentration camps. He's not sending everybody to a big furnace and going, "Hey, y'all, hop in. Let's get hot in here." You know what I mean? That's just not happening. He's not even near the same level.
Well said. All right. Chet Hopper, a heavily armed redneck who was also co-host of a great show here on KWAM in Memphis called The Real Resistance. Chet, what time does the show?
We are on Saturdays. You're on Central Time at from 1 to 2. We're hoping to expand from noon to 2, but right now you can catch us Central Time from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturdays.
All right, good stuff. Chet, thanks.
Thank you, guys.
All right, we'll do it again next week. All right, folks, we have to take a break. 844-747-8868. Toll-free number, that's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
It's the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
Todd Starnes Radio Show. Great to have you with us this afternoon. By the way, we are excited about the next hour of the program. Laura Trump is going to drop by. Also, our good friend Dave Rubin, brand new book out. That's coming up in the next hour of the show. And we're also going to play a little bit of trivia here. I'm going to throw a trivia question out. And Caleb Avery, I got to tell you, I'm sort of excited. This is a good trivia question.
How good?
It's really good. really good.
Well, now I've got
anticipation. I think people are going to be.
Yeah, me too.
This is going to take some time, but here's the question. Who are Doug Hurley and Bob Behnken? Why are they famous? Doug Hurley and Bob Behnken. If you know the answer, give us a call, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. Is that a good one, guys?
Yeah, I don't know the answer to it, so I'd say it's a pretty good one.
That's a great one. It is a great one. Somebody said, oh, he's a radio host. No, that's Harry Hurley. This is Doug Hurley.
Also, not to be confused with Bobby Hurley, the basketball coach.
Well, that too. Yeah, that's fair enough. Fair enough. So give us a call, 844-747-8868, if you can tell us who Doug Hurley and Bob Behnken are. President Trump is set to announce sometime today, folks, this executive order against social media companies like Twitter and Facebook. We don't know what he's going to ask. There's not much he can really do here, to be honest. But there is one very important thing this president can do. And he can remove any protections that Facebook and Google and Twitter, any kind of protections they have, because they are given special treatment under the law. And if they are not going to be legitimate platforms of free speech, they need to lose their protections under the law. That's plain and simple. But I can tell you this, and I got into it with a radio host earlier today about this issue, because there are some conservatives out there who believe President Trump should be able to tell Twitter what they can and cannot do on their platform. And folks, I'm a free speech purist. But I'm also a small business owner, and I own a broadcast media company. And I got to tell you something. I would feel very awkward if a Democrat president decided one day, I'm going to tell Todd Starnes what he can and cannot do and say on his broadcast platform. You know, I appreciate the fact that Twitter and Facebook give us some platform. And it angers me when they shadow ban me. It angers me when they block my postings. But you know what? That's their right, because they're the ones that pay the bills. I don't pay them any money. We don't, I think it's horrible. And I think it's a terrible thing to do. And I think as a conservative, we ought to be supporting the United States Constitution. The government cannot come in and tell me what I can say or not say on my radio station, aside from, I think, a few words we're not allowed to use. And I understand how aggravated that must make a lot of you feel. But the reality is, if President Trump has the authority to tell Facebook and Twitter what they can and cannot do, then a former president, I don't know, Michelle Obama, would have the same right. And I don't want to give anybody that much power or control. I don't care who they are. But again, that's just my opinion. Maybe you feel differently. And, hey, give me a call. Let's debate. Let's talk about it. 844-747-8868. Toll-free number. That's 844-747-8868. ToddStearns.com. Check out the live show blog. Check out call screener Avery's brand new podcast as well, the informative Nerd Burrito. We'll be right back, folks.